Voyage.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I fought hard to free myself. Someone had a hold of me and was pulling me back into the living room where all the curtains were drawn and I was encompassed by darkness.
Please, stop. I'm not going to harm you, Miss Saunders. Will you promise not to scream if I remove my hand?
I nodded slowly. It was Alexei?
Okay.
He removed his grip and pulled away.
Alexei? What the hell is going on?
Please, keep your voice down.
He was looking around nervously.
We don't have much time.
He pulled a pistol from his waistband. It had a suppressor. I backed away, frightened.
Alexei?
He looked at the gun, then to me.
Oh no, Miss Saunders. This isn't for you. But you must listen. My uncle sent me here to kill you, but I cannot. I will not. You have always been so kind to me.
I was frozen with fear.
Kill me? Why? How would your uncle even know who I am?
I told him nothing of you. I swear it. But right now, the more pressing matter is proving to my uncle that you're dead.
What?
Give me your jacket, quickly.
I thought about it a moment.
Miss Saunders, please.
I pulled my jacket off and handed it to Alexei, who instantly ripped it. He then slid the gun back in his waistband and pulled out a small pocket knife.
What are you doing?
But he didn't answer. He sliced a gash into his hand and rubbed the blood onto the jacket.
I don't know if this will work, but hopefully it can buy you time.
What's happening, Alexei? What is your uncle planning?
I only know there's going to be an attack with a stolen missile. And now he fears that you could expose his plan.
Me? Did he see me?
No, but he heard noises. And Mr. Newton innocently told him you were there. He and Leonid threatened to kill my parents if I do not do exactly as they say.
Oh, Alexei, I called the police, the FBI. They're on their way. You can go with me. Alexei? What is it?
He was leaning into the hallway.
Can you get out that window there?
What? Why?
Because my uncle is in your backyard.
Are you sure it's not the FBI?
No, he followed me. You must go. Now.
Come with me, Alexei. The FBI can protect you.
No, I have to stall him. Go.
I did as he said and ran to the window. I slid the window up and peered outside, making sure it was clear. Before I jumped out, I turned to Alexei, but he was gone.
Митяна, это сделано. Нам нужно идти. Он вызвал полицию, они нас ждут.
Откуда возня идея?
Здесь, посмотрите. Я говорю правду.
Медитила.
Верхом.
Oh God, he was in the house. I climbed out as carefully and quietly as I could, but the moment my feet touched ground, I was off, jogging through the front yard, past several houses, and around the corner. When I reached Kat's house, I jumped her small metal fence. Kat was a neighbor friend of mine, and I knew she was home. I made my way up to her front door. Kat! Kat, open up, please! What the hell? Gunfire? Is this really happening right now? Oh, Kat, please, open the door! I banged on the door until Kat finally opened it. She was freaked out from the shooting, but I explained I needed her car. Sadly, she was too shook up to respond, but I noticed some keys hanging from her magnetic holder by the door. I'm really sorry about this. I pushed past her, grabbed the keys, and took off. Call the cops and stay away from the windows, okay? She nodded and slammed the door shut. I ran to her car. I saw two figures in the road behind me, but couldn't tell who they were. One man was clearly holding a gun, though. I sped off down the road, turning the corner and leaving the firefight behind.
After making another cup of coffee, I walked up to my desk where Mina was holding my cell phone out to me. Yeah?
Trouble.
Jesus Christ, you serious? But she just thrusted my phone at me. I must have left it on my desk. Ms. Saunders?
So, that didn't work.
You okay?
I was ambushed. They knew.
Something went wrong?
I nodded.
I think Rainey's on the phone with Taft right now.
What exactly happened, Ms. Saunders?
I think something may have happened to Alexei. He tried to save me, but there was gunfire, and I think maybe...
Just breathe. Are you still at your house or on the move?
I'm in my neighbor's car, driving who knows where.
Good. Keep driving until I get you a rendezvous point with Agents Cummins and Taft. I snapped my fingers at Mina, who pointed at Rainey, then her watch, as if to say she was waiting. Miss Saunders, did you happen to get any information before things went south?
Alexei said something about an attack with a stolen missile, but that's it.
I leaned over to Mina. We need to pick her up.
I'm on it.
Somewhere close. Mina nodded as she typed away.
Agent Kirby?
Sorry, yes. I'm still here, just trying to figure out a rendezvous point.
What about this?
That works. Miss Saunders, I'm going to hand you over to my partner, Mina. She's going to give you an address.
Okay.
I need you to head there immediately.
I will. Thanks, Agent Kirby.
It was late, and I was a total wreck. I drove slowly along the dark side street, although I could see the downtown area full of lights not far off. Where was I exactly? I checked my GPS. 1 minute out, so I was now going half the speed limit, keeping an eye out for the agents. When I turned the corner, I saw the dark blue sedan sitting at the far four-way stop. There it is. As I approached, two men stepped out. One heavier set man with a mustache and another taller, built man. That had to be Agents Cummins and Taft. The taller man waved me over. I parked behind the sedan, but before I cut the engine, he suddenly put out his hand in a manner to say stop, but I did stop. Then he held one finger up as if to say hold on. The heavier set man pulled his gun and looked off toward a large maintenance building to my left. I watched the two men as they scanned the area. And that's when my heartbeat quickened. Oh, why was this happening to me? What was that? Shit! Both men ducked as shots rang out. Oh, God! The taller man ran behind the sedan. He was shouting and waving me away. I put the car in reverse and slammed the pedal down. No! I ducked a bit, but still looked into my rearview mirror as I drove backwards down the road. In the dark, away from gunfire. I eventually hit a curb and then yanked the wheel all the way to the left. As I made my turn in the middle of the street, I noticed the heavier set man get hit and fall to the ground. I saw flashes of gunfire coming from the maintenance building. They were aiming at me? I sped off, heading down the dark road towards the city lights. What the hell was that? We were ambushed? Did I just see that agent die? I had the pedal all the way to the floor. I had to make distance, make sure I was safe, then I'd call Agent Kirby back. Just then, I flew through an intersection. I was on Dorchester. Two cars narrowly missed me. I just ran a red light. Oh God. I yanked the wheel to the right, hopping the curb, but trying to regain control. Oh shit, that was my tire! Jess, what are you doing? In my panic, I was driving like a maniac. I couldn't get control of the car. I was half on the sidewalk, half in the street. I released the pedal, but two parked cars were right in front of me. I swerved to the side, fully onto the sidewalk, slammed the brakes, and then... Oh, man. I crashed the car into a streetlight. I was sitting on the sidewalk. Cat's car, a crumpled mess. I couldn't move my legs. They were stuck under the bent dash. I used my right hand to push the airbag down. My head was throbbing. My vision was blurry, but I could see people running towards me. Is that my phone? I looked over, squinting to see. It had to be Agent Kirby.
I wanted to answer. I needed to answer. I reached over and grabbed the phone off the passenger seat. Oh, Agent Kirby?
Miss Saunders, are you okay? Where are you? Where are you?
How? How does that happen?
She had to be followed.
And Cummins?
Both are being taken to the hospital, but Cummins is in critical condition, last I heard.
Jesus Christ.
Does he know what happened to our lead?
I went up to Rainey's desk. Where the hell is Blake?
Now you're asking?
Rainey had her phone up to her ear, resting on her shoulder as she typed. How the hell is he not back yet?
He called earlier. Remember? You ignored him.
Well, where the hell is he now?
He's still at the site.
Does he know what happened to our lead?
He wasn't answering, so I sent a text. He's probably still talking to Wilson. He called for a follow-up.
Fine. We'll be at Bon Secours if he asked.
St. Francis?
Yeah.
That's where they're taking her friend. I'm on the phone with local law enforcement now.
Another one in critical.
This has all been one big mess. Come on. I tapped Mina on the elbow and motioned to the door. She nodded.
Hey, Blake wants to talk to her.
Then text him again.
Shit.
Around 10, I finally made it to the hospital. I walked in to find Rainey sitting in the waiting area, a tablet resting on her lap. She stood when she noticed me.
Well?
I'll fill you in later. What the hell happened?
Everything I said. Kirby gave Miss Saunders a pickup spot after her house was compromised, then...
Then this poor girl gets bombarded? You seen her?
No, but Kirby did.
Of course.
She's fine, though. A little banged up, but nothing major. Kirby wouldn't let me talk to her.
What? You take the lead when I'm not around.
That's not how he sees it.
Well, that's bull. What about Cummins?
Cummins is dead, Blake.
That hit like a gut punch. I knew Cummins for years. I knew his wife and his two sons. But I didn't have time to get emotional right now.
Sorry.
Is Joe up there now?
Him and Mina.
Right. Pushed past her and headed for the front desk.
Blake, I already know the room number.
Sorry, I just...
I know. Follow me. Listen, I don't know how much I should push. The chief is coming down tomorrow morning. I didn't feel I should make any moves with her until I talked to you.
Rainey, I told you. You have the lead when I'm not around.
Kirby doesn't see it like that.
And I don't care.
Well, don't worry. I did put my foot down just 30 minutes ago.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Kirby wants to recall.
What? My shout startled the elderly couple in the elevator. They quickly exited as we went in.
I know, Blake. I know. I told him to wait for you. He said he would.
She narrowly escaped death and he wants to put her through that? Rainey shrugged.
He thinks it'll help.
That may be, but it's not the time right now. She's in a hospital bed, for Christ's sakes.
I told him to wait, especially with her daughter, who, by the way, was picked up by local law enforcement already, but...
But what? But I didn't let Rainey respond. When the elevator doors opened, I saw Kirby and Mina at the far end of the hallway. I felt anger rising up in me. I made a beeline for him.
Blake, wait!
Well, look who it is.
What the hell?
Nice of you to finally join us.
I gave him a good shove.
Whoa!
What is this?
Hey.
What is this? You're gonna screw this whole thing up!
I am? Explain, because I've been in contact with our witness while you've been playing with the cleanup crew.
Blake!
Rainey pulled me back, keeping her hand on my shoulder, while Mina stepped between me and Kirby.
Yeah, this is just like you.
Kirby straightened his tie and smirked. Yeah? Likewise.
You do realize time is of the essence.
Seriously? You come down here and throw out recalling? How old is our witness anyway?
37.
She's in the age range, and not just that, our only other witness is out, incapacitated.
Who's that?
He means Alexei Balakin, the Food Mart employee.
Miss Saunders gave us a detailed description of the incident. Alexei was being threatened by his uncle Pavel and his uncle's friend Leonid.
Yeah, I know that much.
And before Miss Saunders could pack her things, he showed up to her house.
Apparently, he saved her life, but in the process got shot and left for dead. Luckily, our guys found him in time.
Where is he now?
Here, stable for the time being, but out.
He's being held under an alias, David Emerson. The only person to visit was his fiance.
And what does she know?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's why we need to recall Miss Saunders, and we need to do it tonight.
Move out of the way.
You know I'm right.
Move! I pushed past Kirby into the small room where Miss Saunders was sitting up, watching the news. Hello there, Miss Saunders. My name is Blake Connors.
You can call me Jess. I keep telling that to the other guy, Agent Kirby, but he refuses to do that.
Who, Joe? Yeah, he likes to feign professionalism. I, on the other hand, like to keep things more casual, so you can call me Blake. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Is there any word on my daughter? They still haven't brought me my phone.
They haven't? Okay, I'll look into that. As for your daughter, she's safe. I could see her fighting back tears.
Okay. Thank you. So, who are you again? I don't think I can take any more scolding.
Scolding?
Your friend out there. Agent Kirby. He blamed me for one of your agents. Said I led the bad guys to the rendezvous point.
Is that right? Man, I was seething. But I had to remain calm. I'm sorry for Agent Kirby. You mind if I sit? She smiled weakly and motioned to the chair by the window. Things are a little tense right now. Urgent. The people you saw outside that food mart, well, they're not nice people.
I picked up on that.
And we're kind of in a time crunch.
Because of a missile?
I smirked. She already knew. Yes, a missile was stolen.
What kind of missile?
One that can do a lot of harm to a lot of people. She bit her lip and leaned back.
I already told Agent Kirby everything I know. I just saw them threatening Alexei, and I thought Alexei might be dead for helping me escape. But Agent Kirby said he was just hurt. During the shootout, I ran, took a neighbor's car, and went to the rendezvous point. But I didn't even get out of the car before your agents waved me away. Shots rang out, and I drove off again. I crashed and woke up here. That's it. That's the truth.
I believe you, Miss Saunders.
Please.
Sorry, I believe you, Jess. Her mouth twitched, then she bit her lip again. It reminded me of the way Rainey did it. Was Jess unsure of something?
Really? Where is my daughter?
Listen, I will personally check up on her.
I don't want her at the house.
She's not there. Law enforcement is watching over her currently. I didn't know much about her daughter, but I needed to keep her calm.
Agent Kirby mentioned terrorists. But I can't imagine Alexei being involved with anything like that. I know him. I've known him for a long time.
This is hard. I know. And we appreciate everything you've been able to do for us so far. It's just, like I said, time is critical. She nodded slowly and leaned back up.
What is recall?
What? Did Kirby mention that to you?
No. I heard you outside the door. You two were arguing about it. What is it?
I turned my attention to the large window overlooking the parking lot of the hospital, contemplating.
Blake?
Damn it. Maybe Kirby was right.
So what? You taking me to one of your FBI interrogation rooms?
Just a temporary office. And we're not exactly FBI. We were on our way to the TNTF offices downtown. I was sitting in the front passenger seat while Rainey drove. I leaned over the center console to talk to Jess, who sat in the back. She had just gotten off the phone with her daughter, who was being kept in a hotel downtown. I oversee operations on a terrorist network called TNTF. It consists of members from various agencies, NSA, FBI, CIA, among others, including local law enforcement and representatives from each branch of the military.
So you came to Charleston because of Alexei's uncle and friend?
That we're not sure of, but the fact that your friend mentioned a missile...
Odds are good.
Very.
But how did you know?
Know what?
Nowhere to look.
The explosion. And we figured out the men were Russian. Once we did that, we put out an APB with local law enforcement. You happened to call the police and, well, here we are.
Just too bad Kirby answered the phone.
Ain't that the truth?
But like I said before, I told you everything I know. So why do you still need me?
We need to know what you overheard.
I'm sorry, but what I overheard was Russian. I don't speak Russian.
Right, and that's where the recall serum comes into play.
I'm sorry. Did you just say serum?
I did. RS is a technology developed for military intelligence. This serum allows your brain to retrieve information from your subconscious.
Like hypnosis.
There are parallels.
So this serum... It would make me understand a language I've never spoken.
The human mind retains a lot. She squinted skeptically.
Is it safe?
It's still in the experimental phase, but no one to date has suffered any ill effects, and we've tested it on hundreds of people.
Hundreds? That doesn't really seem like a lot.
I looked over to Rainey, who was smirking as if to say she has a point.
Listen, Blake, I don't think I can help you. I want to see my daughter, and this all makes me really uncomfortable.
The information you can provide may save thousands of lives, maybe tens of thousands.
But my daughter.
I can arrange for you to see her immediately afterwards.
You kidnapping me?
Not at all. Trust me, I understand how this looks, and I'm sorry you're the one who has to be involved. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But that's how life is sometimes. Also, Agent Kirby plans to charge you with a crime.
What?
And I can get the charge dropped. We really need your help. One of the men is Pavel Balagan, a Russian agent we've been after for some time.
This sounds so Cold War, so 80s. I thought everything was cyber attacks and hacking the power grid and disinformation these days.
It's all that and more. We still deal with old school cloak and dagger stuff sometimes. If we're successful, it doesn't make the news. If we're not, well, it generally still doesn't make the news. We're pretty good at disinformation too.
Listen, I'd like to help, okay? But I don't know if I want to get stuck with something that hasn't gone through more trials. And then, after seeing what happened to your agent and what happened to Alexei, I just don't really want to be involved.
But you are.
I turned in my seat to face Rainey, who was shaking her head.
You are involved, Miss Saunders, whether you like it or not. What happened to Alexei and Agent Cummins is liable to happen to thousands of others, including you and your daughter. Sorry to be so blunt, but we have to catch these guys before any more casualties happen. And if you think for one moment that they're not going to be constantly looking for you, well, you don't understand them at all. So sure, you can turn us down, you can walk away, and we could still bring you to your daughter, and we can still drop the charges against you, and hell, we can even put you in witness protection, if that's what you really want. Or you can help us, because these guys won't stop hurting people, not until we stop them. And right now, you're our best chance at doing that.
I looked back at Jess, who let out a long breath. She turned to look out the window at the passing streetlights. Sorry for the bluntness, but Rainey and I are very much in alignment on this. We need your help. She seemed to be deep in contemplation, but eventually she turned her attention back to me. She didn't say anything right away, but we locked eyes. Jess, if you decide not to do this, we'll still put you in witness protection. You and your daughter will still try to keep you safe. But I have to be honest with you. Even in protection, with these guys out there still looking for you, well, your safety's not guaranteed.
Seems like you're deliberately trying to frighten me.
These guys are frightening. She broke eye contact to stare out the window again. Jess.
Okay. I'll do it.
The Third Threat is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, Dan Benamor, Robert M. Lamb, and Jack Austin. Executive produced by Ray and Barbara Chatterton. Adapted by Robert M. Lamb from the screenplay by Jack Snyder and the Third Threat series of books by Barbara Chatterton. The novels are available on Amazon. The link is in the show notes. Starring Gina Coyle as Jess and Jack Austin as Blake. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Andres Coca. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.